Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marquard Russell here. Welcome to this brand new episode of the Results Over BS Show. I'm actually walking through the airport right now, so that's the reason for any loud background noise or whatever you hear. But in this quick episode, I actually want to do something really cool. I actually did an interview last week with a young lady named Simone. She's a coach, and she's absolutely crushing it. And basically on this interview, she basically breaks down three things, and some more things that she actually did in her business recently to literally cut her work time in half. She literally used to work Monday to Monday, all day, no real structure, and she was able to cut her work time in half. And not only was she able to cut her work time in half, but she's been able to grow her business like crazy, and she's on track to grow her business to a seven-figure run rate. So we really break all this down in the interview. We don't hold anything back. I know you're going to love it. So be sure to take notes, and let's go ahead and jump right into the interview.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Marquard Russell here, and today I have the great Felicia Kelly here with me. Felicia, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, ma'am. I'm good. How you doing?
Good. So it's an honor to have Felicia on here with me. She's been crushing it. She got a busy schedule, not even really in the business so much. She's traveling and doing a lot of cool stuff. So just wanted to get Felicia on. She's been having some amazing growth in her business over the past few months. I know she was talking about the numbers earlier today. So I just want to get her on, talk a little bit about what's been happening in her business, how she's had such amazing growth in her business in terms of getting clients at higher prices, automating the whole process, automating lead generation, and a lot of other cool stuff that she's been doing. So so once again, appreciate you jumping on, Felicia, and hopefully you are ready to go ahead and dive in.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. So obviously you, well, first off, tell everybody who's listening, like, exactly what you do, so everybody can kind of get an understanding of who you are and what you do.
Okay, cool. So as Marquard said, I'm Felicia Kelly, and I help entrepreneurs to make and manage six figures so that they can live their life without overworking and without sticking to a tight budget and getting the most money for their products and services in the meantime.
I love it. So basically, so what I want to dive into first is obviously you have some amazing results in your business, amazing levels of growth. Before we actually get into exactly the results you've been having and also how you did it step by step, let's talk about why are you even on this journey? Why are you on this entrepreneurial journey? Why are you doing this? Because obviously you got to be a certain level of crazy to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Right?
So why? So what's your big why for even, you know, taking on this journey as entrepreneurship, as an entrepreneur?
You know, that's one of my favorite questions in the world. And I get asked that a lot. I knew I would be a wealthy person, even as a 4 or 5 year old little kid. You know, I was filling out the little postcards and all the junk mail and saying that those were my records for my clients and stuff like that. I told, you know, my grandparents I would have private jets and things like that. So to jump into the entrepreneurial journey, you know, at 24, 23 years old wasn't really a shock for me or anybody else. And I did it because I learned at 19 that salespeople are the highest paid people in the world. And I left college after I realized, okay, I've got $15,000 in student loans and I don't even make $15,000 a year. And so I took the plunge and I said, I would rather, you know, be that crazy person that's going after everything I got than, you know, have my kids watch me settle for a mediocre life. I didn't have kids at the time, but now I'm married with two toddlers and I would never want them to see me settle. So the entrepreneurial journey is crazy, it's wild, but it brings the most return on your investment of energy and time that you put in. So that's my why.
100%. So let me ask you this. So before we, I definitely get it. I mean, so the biggest thing for me is all about lifestyle freedom. Oh, yeah. It's not so much about the money is great, right? But if you don't really got the lifestyle and stuff like that to really enjoy it, all you're doing is making a ton of money. So I totally get it. So before you found me online, when did you actually find me online? Let's talk about how you was exposed to me and that first, and what happened when you were exposed to me. Let's start right there.
So actually, you don't know this part, so this is gonna be my first time sharing this with you. I was at my mom's house on Christmas vacation. I had taken 3 weeks off. I was still in corporate, and I took 3 weeks off. Me and my family drove down to my mom's, and I was hanging out with my little sister, and I was online looking at a friend's post, And I saw that another friend was going to work with her and write a book. And I had literally just finished like 5 minutes before having the conversation with my sister about writing my book. And she was like, Felicia, you really just need to go ahead and do it. You've been talking about this book for like 2-3 years. Just do it. And I was like, you know what? I should. And I was scrolling on social media and I saw my friend Jasmine that has the book writing company. And another one of my close friends who's also a client had just signed on with her. And I was like, you know what? That's clearly a sign. So let's do it. So I dove in, I wrote my book. And at the book writing event, I was like, who's this cool black dude with the goals? Like, he's not in our group. And then when I saw you give that presentation and I talked to Jasmine, she was like, I brought him for you and your friend. So, you know, y'all are ready for that type of coaching. Y'all are ready for that level. And I was like, I don't know. Am I really? And I thought about it the way things divinely happen. I was like, okay, that's God. So I told my husband, I was like, you got this dope dude named Marquell. I'm going to end up working with him. So here we are.
Good stuff. And that's what Jasmine told me. Jasmine was like, because I interviewed Jasmine. Jasmine was like, has Felicia reached out to you yet? And I was like, no, she ain't reached out yet. And she was like, I figured she had been reached out to you by now. So I'm glad everything came full circle for sure. Now, let me ask you this. So I remember you saying that you actually had implemented some of the stuff that I shared in the free training at the event and something happened. What happened just when you implementing the free stuff before we even started working together?
So when I met you at the event, I was actually charging like $3,500, $3,750. But I had all of these different services. And I had this program, that program, an entry-level program. So even though I had niched down to a certain group of people, I still technically had something for everybody. And so through that, the training that you did at the event, I changed my price. Like literally while you were giving a presentation at the end, when you were taking questions, I was literally changing my prices online. So I changed my price to like $49.95. And so I started charging that. And then I saw some ads some copy you had posted about ads. And so I was just screenshotting. I was like, you better take this down. Let me screenshot this because I knew nothing about ads. I mean, I knew the gist of them. Of course, I understand marketing and advertising itself, but I wasn't skilled in Facebook ads. So I literally took what you did and implemented it for my business. And I got leads from it and I booked 2 clients from it. And so, when I signed on with you, I was actually in the process of booking another client. So when you asked me that day, how much have you made from my free stuff? And I was like, that's $15K in revenue. I'm like, $15K. So I was like, if I make $15K from free stuff, right, I at least can make 30 or 45 from, you know, paid info. So yeah.
I love it. So what would you say? So, when we finally, you know, came, so, cause I know at first when Jasmine told you, you know, we should definitely work together, you said you weren't ready. So what would you say is the thing that made you, you know, say, well, first off, what made you say you weren't ready? Why did you feel like you weren't ready?
Well, I had a coach, right? Okay. So I had a coach at the time, but before that, and I really don't talk about it because I focus more on the positive. I had hired a coach a couple of years ago and I take responsibility for the non-result because I didn't vet the person properly. And so the person actually wasn't skilled in the things that they advertised they were skilled in. So I literally had paid, you know, $4K and they didn't teach me anything. So, you know, kind of having that getting burned feeling. And so even when I hired my previous coach, I was like scared to jump in. So I was like, you know what? I don't feel like I'm ready. Let me just watch a little bit. And even my watching turned into like just a month of watching, 2 months of watching. It wasn't like no long drawn out time, but I really was ready, but we all have those, you know, self-defeating thought moments, and we'll try to give ourselves an excuse when we see something we need, and we'll say, you know what, I'm not ready. And then you really got to compare, what does ready really look like? And so I talked to my husband about it, because he's super supportive, and I was like, I want to work with Marquell, but I know I'm going to have to pay, you know what I'm saying, because he shouldn't be cheap. Right. So he was like, you know what, if you feel like it'll work, if you already made money off his free stuff, just go for it. And I was like, you're right. So that's what changed the game right there.
Got it. So what would you say? So when we finally had the conversation, and then you, obviously it was a decent investment. What would you say that actually made you take the plunge and say, all right, let's do this?
It needed to happen. You know, you shouldn't be stagnant in your business. You should always be, not just last period, you should always be learning something and moving constantly. And so when I was really thinking about making the investment, I was looking at my business and I was like, is really leveling out. It shouldn't do that. You know, I should never feel a comfortable moment in my business. And I was like, yeah, I got all this organic traffic the past year and a half, 2 years. Now it's time, you know, for some paid traffic. Let's see what I can do with that. So it was just really time to make it happen.
Good stuff. And I knew you was going to crush it because when we had our first conversation, when it came down to the investment or whatever, you were just like, all right, cool. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this card information. So yeah. I already knew because you were decisive. Anybody who I work with who's just decisive, they always get results fast. And you begin to attract people who are decisive. So it's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So let's talk about results. I mean, what's been, so obviously you had already did 15K in additional revenue prior to us working together from Implement Some Strategies. What's happened? Cause we only been working together a really short period of time. Yeah. I mean, as much as you're willing to share, obviously we don't got to get too much in your business, but what has happened since we started working together?
Well, it's been only like 5-6 weeks. Like it's really not been that long. I had my two biggest months. Well, July is already my biggest month, and we ain't even barely halfway.
We got 2 more weeks.
We still got 2 weeks. So, right off the bat, I had my biggest month ever, and I was already having five-figure months. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't as consistent as I wanted, but I was already tracking, crushing my goal, so I raised my goal. When we talked on the phone, my goal was to make a consistent 25K. And like talking to you just off our first call pushed me to making my goal 50K. And I was like, nah, I'm looking at my board now. My goal is $100,967 a month till I hit it. So just even right there, just pushing the goal. Concrete results. You know, the first month, June, I had my biggest month ever. I think I did like 13K in revenue that one day I was talking to y'all in the group. And then I should do 25K this month. Like, just like that. Like I did. What was it, $3,500 in cash, like before lunchtime the other day?
Yeah.
That's in collected revenue. That's not just revenue. That was cash. So,
right.
I mean, just crushing it. Looking at real numbers as of this morning, as of today, compared to my whole entire 2018, that's 813% increase in revenue. Like already, we still got 5 months. So,
crazy. I mean, just
numbers don't lie. Period. Period.
Numbers don't lie. So let's talk about the steps. So I know everybody's like, okay, these are some great numbers and all this stuff. Yeah. So let's talk about the steps. So like, what would you say so when you came on board, what were some of the steps that you did to actually get out? Cause you got off to the races running. You came out strong. Like you said, we've been working together like 5 or 6 weeks. You came out, you weren't playing around. Like we had a conversation. You was like, okay, cool. We did that. You immediately did it. I mean, one time we was talking, you was coming back from vacation, like on your laptop, like headed back. Like, you weren't playing around. So what would you say for those who are listening, they're like, okay, well, what are some of the steps did you do, Felicia? What would you say are some of the steps, like the what did you do to help get these crazy results in such a short period of time?
So before you even get into, there's one step that everybody needs to take before they even actually start the actual implementation. The number one step is to do exactly what that person said. I don't tweak nothing for my business. So I knew that I had to have Facebook ads. So I was already prepared to invest some in Facebook ads. So when you said, okay, this is what I want you to do when we hung up on that Friday. Okay, I want you to send this email. I sent that exact email that you told me to send. Mm-hmm. And then people started responding, right? I got the exact systems that you told me to get. I wasn't comfortable with them. That's fine. I took the time to learn them. But I also cleared my schedule, right? Because it was time to learn some stuff. So I took the, I went through the program, the recorded versions, the exact way you told us to go through them. And instead of just watching the whole thing and then implementing, I implemented right then. So let's say, for example, somebody's watching this and saying, okay, well, I want to go look at his free stuff. Well, don't just read it and save it. Take that line by line and do it as you're implementing it. Right. And so that's really the first step that I did. The second step that I did was not ask my audience like no questions. I didn't ask for permission. I think that's something people do backwards sometimes. I didn't ask anybody, okay, what do y'all think about this? I just went in, I started the Facebook ad. I took your advice. I didn't take anything personally. I took my feelings, put them over to the side and said, okay, I'm going to do this ad with this copy this way, test this audience. Oh, they don't like that. Okay, I'm not offended. Change it, right? And really just putting my money where my mouth was and just putting it together straightforward like that.
I love it. So let me ask you this. So I know you said you was charging $3,500. Then you went from $3,500 to $7,500. Did you have, because like a lot of times people have these mental blocks when it comes to increasing their pricing. So obviously you went from 35 to 7,500. People still happily paying it. Probably no difference in conversions. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the biggest thing that helped you overcome, like charging more? Because that's more than double, right, of what you used to charge. What was the biggest mindset thing that, if you had a mindset thing, what was the biggest thing that helped you? Like, all right, I'm just gonna, you know, more than double this thing. What helped you do that?
I think anybody can say they don't have any type of mental block ever. And I think that would be a lie, but it's the fact of facing that mental block and just saying, you know what? There's people out here that's whack, that's really just charging. They're not getting no results. I go back to that first coach I hired who flat out lied about what she did, flat out lied. And I was like, that lady charged me $4K and ain't thinking nothing about it. I'm giving people real tangible results and they getting results and they doubling their income and they taking their family on vacations. They cutting their work hours in half. You know what? Yeah, I can raise my price. And matter of fact, I don't even think I put that in the group. I didn't say nothing about it. Like, I went from 5K first week in the group. I said, I'm raising my price. 7,500. Let's do it. And just rolled with it. Did I have a little nerves? Yeah. But now I'm like, I wonder if it's time to go to 10K. I might give it another month or two.
It's like giving yourself a pay raise, right?
Yeah. Kids is expensive. My kids like to eat fruit and all that stuff. You know, they partially vegan, I think. That's expensive. That's not cheap.
100%. So let me ask you this. And the cool thing is we're just getting started. We're like five or six in. Like this year it's gonna be game changing. So it's gonna be good. And then we got the boot camp in about 30-45 days. So when you come there, it's gonna be a wrap.
Me and my husband were just talking about that before he left for work. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be crazy. So let me ask you this. So how you feeling about the results so far? How do you feel like what we're doing right now is gonna really set you up and impact you, you know, for the rest of your life even?
I think it's game changing for the simple fact that since I've been in the program, I hired an assistant. And this person is hot handling client management because I love the way you have your business set up and it works. So I hired an assistant to handle my client management. I actually have an interview with another young lady to handle my calendar. And really thinking about zoning in on those income generating activities. And I was asking myself, is this making me money? Is this making me money? Okay, no. But does it need to be done? Yes. Let somebody else do it. You know, so that's really been a game changer for me and building that team. So that way, you know, having this lead generation where these people are just opting in, you know, and I'm not convincing them to do anything. They're just opting in. So now I can focus on, okay, this business is really established. Yeah. I can start the other businesses that I want to start, because what I didn't want to do was have the title of a serial entrepreneur and just be a person spending plates. So I think it's important in this program is really life changing for me, because I want to hire my husband. I want to bring him on, you know, as an equity partner, and especially in this other business that we want to talk about building, you know. And now that we're able to do that, I mean, the dollars are cool, but it's what the dollars do. Right. That's really life changing. So yeah,
absolutely. So Felicia, I won't take up much more of your time. I know you like you got other things to do. You got deals to close, family to take care of, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So for those who are listening right now, what kind of feedback would you give them? What would you tell them who are listening about the whole process? What would you say?
You know, and I hate to use the word easy, because it makes people feel like they don't have to do work. Mm-hmm. But when I tell you it's such a simple process, and people think that because they're paying money, that it equates to time, because they haven't really changed that time for dollars mentality. But you're paying for results. You're paying for the ability to build a business that is not going anywhere. The economy is not going to destroy your business or make people not want to continue to build. You want to really build a sustainable business. And that's why I think, you know, this is something people should be a part of, is because it can be a game changer. It can change their lives. It's not just about being able to make money, but, you know, you're talking about the disappearance of the middle class, if you really want to get deep into it, because that's happening. You know, everybody's on Instagram watching the Grant Cardones of the world and saying, man, I really wish I could. And you have stuff like this in place where you actually can and start to build a foundation to get to that type of lifestyle. So that's what I would say to that.
I love it. First off, I want to say thank you so much once again for having on. And for everybody who's watching right now, so if you decide that you're ready to kind of take the next step and take your business to the next level, we pretty much work with two different types of clients, and they kind of run in the same vein. So either you're already a business owner and you want to take things to the next level. Maybe you're already making five figures a month. You're ready to go to six figures per month and beyond. And you want to attract more big ticket clients, people who pay you $3,000 to $10,000 or more. We'd definitely love to see how we can help you. We'll have a link around this video somewhere, depending on where the video is. And maybe you're a business owner who don't have a high ticket offer yet. Maybe you're an author, maybe you're a speaker, maybe you're selling information products or whatever, and you want to add a $3,000 to $10,000 offer onto your business, you know, we can definitely help you. We may be able to help you as well. And if you want to kind of explore that, see if there's something, we talk about some options, we'll have a link somewhere up below, somewhere around this video. Click on that, you can get some more details. And if nothing else, take something you learned from this video, apply it into your business, apply it into your life, because whatever it is you want, you can definitely have, but it's all about having the right strategy and then taking action with that strategy. So if you want to chat, see how we can work together, click on the link. You'll get some more details. And if nothing else, appreciate you so much for checking out this video, and we'll talk to you soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.